We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Yesterday, a great day for the Lions. Yep. Penei Sewell and Amon-Ra St. Brown rewarded. They earned the deals to be the largest, highest-paid players at their position. Big old bags of money coming their way. And it's fitting. Eve of the draft, they get paid. Message sent. We draft well, we take care of our own. Our all-pro culture guys will be taken care of early, ahead of time, and handsomely. First St. Brown, then Sewell, then kind of a wait. Adam Schefter reporting, no deal imminent with Jared Goff. Sides have talked, but nothing's close. And this is where I wonder if the voices in my head were right.
Hard stop. Hard stop. It doesn't have to, like, it doesn't have to be anything more than nothing is imminent. Like, what does imminent even mean?
I don't know. Why did he send the tweet? I didn't send the tweet.
Well, people were asking the question, okay, well, is Goff going to be, like, what was it, 10:15? It was shortly after we were off air. I'm in my truck, and all of a sudden I hear Amon-Ra St. Brown extension. All right, and then I'm doing a little prep later in the day and about ready to hit send before I see the notification. Oh, Sewell got extended. Oh, okay. Well, you know, the next question then is Goff. So people are going to ask the question, but and there's nothing. I'm not getting on Schefter for his wording.
Sounds like you are.
No, imminent. What does imminent mean? Like, nothing is imminent. It's not going to happen before the first round of the draft. It's not going to happen before the weekend is over. It's not going to happen before minicamp or... You know, what does that mean?
He said they've spoken about a new deal, which
we've heard from Goff and from the Lions.
Nothing or chattering, but no deal is close at this time. So a doubling down on the word imminent. Now, you're fine, John. We don't know what imminent means. But I think it's interesting that it comes out. My belief is this comes from Goff's camp saying, hey, let's apply a little more pressure. We want to be with those guys on long-term deals. He's spoken publicly in glowing terms about what being a Detroit Lion has meant for him and his career. Best thing that's ever happened to him. I do think there are some hesitations and reservations. Will a deal likely still get done? Yes. But the voices in my head, hey, are there some physical limitations?
Oh, you're slipping back into Goff hater mode.
Well, 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 John.
Oh, my goodness.
No,
Jim, I thought we were past that.
You think I'm backsliding?
Yeah, a little bit.
Holmes didn't pay him a year ago. I wanted to see. I thought he proved something. Holmes apparently still holding the firm line in the sand. The deal is not yet done. Does not view him the same way as the all pros on the roster, Sewell and St. Brown. And that's smart. This isn't a Holmes criticism. I've spoken about some of those reservations and hesitations, and the deal should happen, but it has to make sense for the Detroit Lions. It's not a blank check, right?
Correct. Or...
Oh, boy.
Or Jared Goff said, let's take the high road. I'm going to talk about the fact that and put fans' minds at ease. Yeah, I want to be here in Detroit. We've heard from Detroit. We want Goff to be here. You know, he's really good in Detroit. And he says, you know what? Make sure you take care of my guys first. I've got my big contract. I got that when I went to the Super Bowl in L.A., and I was the highest paid quarterback at one point. I've learned a lot of things about what that the pressures that that applies. And at some point, maybe that happens again. Maybe it doesn't in terms of being the highest paid quarterback. I don't think it does. But make sure you take care of my guys, because as you are preparing for the draft, you can do more things than just prepare for the draft. Obviously, I've been working on a contract for Sewell, working on a contract for Amon-Ra St. Brown. I'm sure they have had discussions with Aleem McNeil and his agents as he approaches the final year of his contract. Those other guys, more important, and do their contracts earlier. So Jared Goff said, take care of my guys. Make sure I have one of the best receivers to throw to. Make sure I'm well protected. Make sure you're preparing for the draft. And then, hey, we've had discussions. I know you're interested. You know I'm interested. And at some point during this offseason, we'll get it done. It doesn't mean that they're far apart in what they want. I mean, none of that was talked about. No. Just the fact that this is going to be, there's going to be a lot of verbiage in this contract, a lot to work on in this contract. They will get a contract done with Jared Goff. He wants to be there. We want him here. Make sure you take care of my guys, and then I'll sign my contract. And when last offseason, Lamar Jackson, Justin Herbert, Joe Burrow, all contracts done at different times, mm-hmm. different phases of the offseason.
But okay, there's a little spin zone there where we're giving Goff credit for the deals that Sewell and St. Brown just did because he said, don't pay me, pay them first.
No, don't pay me. I didn't say don't pay me, pay them first. I said take care of them.
Well, it's the same
because
thing.
Mine is coming at some point.
I don't think he's not done because he wanted to make sure those guys got paid first. I don't believe that. I'm not saying it's impossible. I think that sounds like spin.
I also think that there's part of him because, and this is sometimes what leaders do, they don't need to be front and center. Give Amon-Ra St. Brown and Penei Sewell their moment. I don't want to overshadow them because his contract is going to be bigger.
Yes, more guarantees,
much bigger.
More per year, yeah. The whole thing.
And so let them have their time. I've had my time. I'll have my time again. He's got the luxury of a large bank account and patience.
I don't think this...
leadership and experience.
Absolutely. I don't think this is even like a hot take or like a bold thing. Sewell and St. Brown are better football players. They're all pros. They are guys where you say, don't worry about it. We'll make you the highest paid player. We're getting a deal done. You're not leaving the office. We're going to get ink on paper. Goff is not in that tier of player. That doesn't mean he's not important. It doesn't mean he won't get paid. But I think that negotiation is inherently more difficult.
Yes.
So they are not willing to compromise on him the way they were the others.
I'm just giving somebody else, everybody, an opportunity to think about another way, another perspective on what could be going on. We're not in those rooms, all right? And I'm not going to sit here and create drama. They don't have a contract for Jared Goff. Oh, my goodness. Are they going to franchise tag him in a year? What happens? No, he's going to get the contract done. I'm just giving you another scenario that could be playing out. I've seen it play out before.
Wait, so you don't think the tag's back on the table?
No, I don't.
I think it is, Jim.
I don't think they want to tag him because the tag is the top five at your position, which would be north of $50 million. If you go down that road and tag him a second time, it's 120% of that deal. You basically make him a top three paid guy at his position.
And that's a full hit on the cap that year.
Fully guaranteed as those other deals, St. Brown and Sewell, are kicking in. No, I think you could argue they should have done this earlier to avoid this. I think they wanted certainty. Personally, I wanted to see him do it in the playoffs. He did. I think they get it done. They avoid making him one of the five highest paid players at his position. But I would buy that they are holding firm that they don't want to overpay for him.
I think the biggest point you made was they should have done this last year.
And not necessarily.
You would not have signed off on it because you were in the Richardson camp potentially, and you were one of the late buy-ins on Goff. Me and John were like, pay this guy the Daniel Jones contract or the David Carr one right now.
Right.
Or Derek Carr.
Yeah. You give him $45 million last year. I mean, now you're looking at the discussion started at 50.
Right. And I just think, look, the tag was put in place. The players agreed to have this in there and as part of the CBA and all that.
Worst union in sports.
I don't know about that. I honestly think, why not? I am not the hooker guy by any means. I'm playing some devil's advocate here.
Hey, what you do in the privacy of your own home.
Yeah. You guys are going to make hooker jokes still. Okay, Stonies.
That was Jim.
So why not let it play out and potentially tag him? If he ends up being the guy and you want to commit to him, why did they draft Hennon Hooker?
I've given this analogy a million times. It's insurance. It's your home insurance. It's your car insurance. You hope to never use it. If you have to use it, great. But they don't have to use it because they think they have a quarterback.
But your general manager, the one that we don't want to ever criticize around here, used a 70th pick overall in the draft on a quarterback that he's just going to be your number two?
That was my big hit. When we talked about the best pick, the worst pick, the head scratcher, That's my head scratcher. I don't understand that. It was basically the third round of last year. I don't understand trading up to get Broderick Martin.
I mean, I think one has to be true. Either second guessing the fact that they didn't give him the extension last year is true, or second guessing the Hooker pick. They don't add up together. That's what I'm saying here. And I think there's a chance that they want to see what they have.
So you think there's a world Goff does not get extended before the start of the season?
I would still think the odds are he gets extended this summer.
So,
but I said on the table.
You think they want to see what they have?
Potentially.
What did they show? What did he show last year?
He wasn't able to. It was a redshirt year.
So now you only have three years.
No. I'm talking about Goff.
Oh, okay. Yeah. He stepped up.
Yeah. He took him to the NFC Championship game.
Right.
And it's not his fault
they
lost
for?
It. Well, so that's the question. 248-539-9797. Is it there's too many zeros in the contract, so it takes a couple extra weeks, or is there more? 248-539-9797. Why the hesitation? Why is it not imminent? It's 97.1.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.